Hi everyone, welcome to Better Together and As We podcast. For future reference, As We, as in ASWE, stands for the Alzheimer's Society of Windsor and Essex County. This podcast will feature engaging conversations with guests ranging from community leaders to care partners and persons living with dementia to raise awareness about this disease. You're listening to Better Together and As We podcast, and this is episode 33. My name is Cindy and I'm joined today by Pauline Boyle. Pauline is a client of ours at the Alzheimer's Society. She is a care partner to her husband, Jack. Pauline, thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me here.
So this is your first podcast ever?
Yes, it is.
You're going to be a natural. I already know it. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm the youngest of five children. I have one sister still alive. I have one child, a recently retired firefighter named Beth. And I'm a school teacher at the Windsor Catholic School Board for 35 years, mostly involved or at the end of my career in cooperative education. And my husband and I have discovered a second home here at the Alzheimer's Society.
We're so happy to have you here with us.
Okay.
So happy. How did you and Jack meet?
Jack and I met not far from here, Erie Street, at the pub Curly's, 34 years ago.
Yeah.
And the teachers at that time, many of them, used to go there on Friday nights. And I met a wonderful man there, and we sat outside on the steps next door just to get out and talk and get acquainted, and 34 years later, here we are.
I love that, because I've never heard that story about how you and Jack met yet. So, in the beginning, I did mention that you are a care partner to Jack.
Yes.
When did you get the diagnosis for Jack?
2.5 years ago. Jack had a stroke and has made an amazing physical comeback. He's at 95% of where he was. There was cognitive damage, and he was diagnosed, or according to the hospital papers, vascular dementia. Mm-hmm. So that's 2.5 years now that we have been care partners together.
What did Jack do for work?
Jack worked at GM Trim for many, many years. Started, as I recall, an experimental chemist, and ended up very much involved later in life. He got a master's degree in quality management, so a lot of quality associated stuff. Retired, then worked for Magna. Retired, then worked with a kind of a consulting position, and traveled a lot. Once I retired, I got to travel with them.
What are some of the places you guys went to?
Well, the two most interesting ones that I got to join him, having been retired by then, was the Czech Republic. Amazing. As an English teacher, to see the actual places undisturbed by any of the wars at that time, mm-hmm. and still in the novels that I used to teach, was just extremely, extremely rewarding. The other one was in Buenos Aires.
Oh, wow.
And probably just a wonderful experience. He, in turn, got to travel with me to Labrador, which he finds just as exciting as those that I just mentioned, and Newfoundland with school board business with cooperative education. A lot of traveling. That's our main activity for many years.
And I know when you and I first met, you told me about you and Jack living in China, was it?
When we were in our late 60s, we decided that we would take a trip to China, as you see many young folks doing now. And a friend of mine is the one who kind of broke the glass ceiling there. And they decided, instead of just these young folks in their 20s, that they would try some retired educators, kind of smart. And it's teaching only oral English. It's not a credit course. It is pronunciation, use of English, etc. So we decided, I went over, actually. And a month later, Jack retired for the first time. And he came and joined me just to wander around with the camera. But people so liked him, they offered him a contract.
Wow.
So the two of us stayed there and taught oral English for 2 years. It was wonderful. And just as wonderful to come home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest culture shock for you two while living there?
Not much of a culture shock, because our travel, and we love going to other places, experiencing other cultures. We loved it anyway. But for the Chinese people, we were a culture shock, because teachers who were older, and my husband at that time had sort of a white beard.
Mm-hmm.
They thought he was Santa Claus, and he actually would get called over. And it was a wonderful experience. We would go for long walks, and people would ask for an autograph.
Oh.
It was a very wonderful time to be in China. People were warm, just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. So grateful that we had that chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years later, though, it was warm and welcoming to be home.
Yes.
Home is home.
Oh, absolutely. So from going from all of that traveling, how did the diagnose change your day-to-day living after that?
high drama.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute. Very rapid change from traveling constantly to not.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, at the beginning, when Jack did come home from he went in the hospital with a TIA and then had a stroke in the hospital. So that part was good. To be right there when the more major stroke occurred. Suddenly you are stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. And your whole life is upended. A shock. But at the beginning, you're just both concerned about Jack getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And he progressed well. The cognitive damage is there. And Alzheimer's Association and the activities and the people, I tell everyone, it has saved us. We're very grateful. We do consider this our second home. Somewhere along the way, I think I will be mentioning, or you may have been asking, I don't know, but what we did, and this is the way we do things, we really believe in a kind of a connection to the universe, I call it, a connection to the universe. And I said, let's just go sit in there. So we came on two occasions, walk-in trade, and sat on a couch, where I was this morning.
Yes.
When I met you, and felt, and just sat and watched people. And I would say to Jack, because I'm a little mystical, what are we feeling? What are we feeling here? And comfortable. Any person who walked by would say, hi, can I help you? Smiles, warmth. And the thing about smiling is, if you're tuned in, a smile is either real or it isn't.
Yes.
And there's a lot of real smiles around here, including yours.
Oh,
you have a beautiful smile. And we did that for about an hour one day. And about a week later, we came in and did the same thing. And I asked Jack, because I've learned not to expect fast responses from him. I've learned that. I say, what are you feeling? It's the right place. It's the right place. And so we called, and first response, I think, is the first step. Anyway, went through all of the steps to become very involved in the Alzheimer's Society. And I tell everyone, it's saved us. I was drowning because of the abruptness of everything, as most people probably feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I'm so happy that you shared that with us, because I didn't even know the story of how you became involved with the Alzheimer's Society. Can you talk a little bit about the programs that you guys are involved with at the Alzheimer's Society?
Well, we're doing this podcast in a room where I'm a new participant in a group led by a wonderful young person, Aya, and it's other caregivers. It's a caregivers group. I'm involved in something that we enjoy immensely, which is an exercise and cognitive stimulation thing, Minds in Motion, that this young lady happens to be the leader of. And we just find it a wonderful place to be every Tuesday morning. And we are looking forward to the couple of educational lectures. We have not yet gotten into that, but are looking forward to it, because both Jack and I love learning. We are just so satisfied.
Mm-hmm. And then right now, Jack is in day program.
Yes, my husband is in 2 day-away programs. And it's just a place he loves to come. And because it's from 9 to 3, and it's a day away for him, including lunch, it's also a day away for the caregiver. 9 to 3, they're heaven. And my, I'm lucky in that the person I'm caring for is so happy that he knows I have 6 hours to do what I need to do, to visit with a friend, to rest, to go to a movie. I haven't done that yet, but I'd like to. It's an incredibly beneficial program for everybody. He's met people he knows. I've met other people in there that I know, persons that I worked with, persons who are other caregivers that I worked with, and there are surprises all the time in seeing and meeting other people. So
the world is a small place, and it's
it
so
is
too.
And I may have said it already, but we call this our second home. And can't wait to see if we try a new activity. And we do have to, and we have not yet done the cafes.
Yes.
But I hear that they're wonderful, and we do plan to.
You guys have a busy schedule.
We do, because we do a lot with music. We're really involved in music and anything that, it's all cognitive, anything. Our new life, really, the two of us are dedicated to what are the things we can do, hopefully together, mostly together, that will be cognitive stimulation both for him and me. Because I am probably, like most of us out there, getting a little forgetful too.
So that's why the programs that we do together are very important for you to do together, because you can, you know, bounce off of each other.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah. What are some things you've learned about yourself since becoming a care partner?
I probably had an inflated idea of how wonderful I was going to be, because my own background is training and helping people, and I set a really high standard And I have learned through great struggling to, I can't be as strong as I thought I would be. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. And that was a hard one to swallow. So I certainly learned that one. The work in group, listening to other people, has really helped me with that. The people in the Tuesday exercise class that we go to, I've met other persons that I know or am getting to know, and understanding everybody's, I don't want to use the word journey, where they are, mm-hmm. and what they're dealing with, and you learn from other people. Yeah. But it was a very difficult thing for me to forgive myself, to understand that I couldn't be the perfect caregiver, mm-hmm. and that I was going to have some real bad, I would call them, or unwelcome emotional responses. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't always going to be, which I meant to be, gentle, kind, understanding. Guess what? You're just a human.
Yep.
You're just a human. And I've learned to forgive myself, mm-hmm. and then build again.
Yes.
And my husband and I have a motto, and it's what we're trying. Partners, 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 partners. It's, and even before I read a lot of the literature, mm-hmm. and I've read a lot of the literature here, good literature, we're big on that. We're partners in this and together, mm-hmm. and we're friends, and we're doing the best we can. Sometimes you're going to stumble, sometimes I'm going to stumble. Sometimes we stumble together. Sometimes we both need forgiveness. I'm at the beginning of our journey, Jack and mine. He is pretty high cognitive, mm-hmm. and won't always be. But we're blessed in so many ways. With our association here, this is not a commercial. We just are, and partners.
Mm-hmm. I've met you, I've known you actually for I think a couple months, more than a couple months now.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed your growth.
Ah, good.
I can see you like taking everything in. You're giving yourself so much more grace, and you're opening yourself up to the other care partners and clients to get to know them, and you're having more conversations with mm-hmm. them. Whereas in the beginning, you were just trying to go, and I think that's what you were doing. You're trying to take in the energy, like you said mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applaud you for that, because it's not easy, and I really 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 appreciate you for taking the time to bring Jack and yourself to programs and getting yourself out the house, especially in the cold winter like this. It means a lot to the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, give yourself so much grace, because you're doing the best you can.
There it is. You do the best you can, and don't we all? Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. No matter who we are out there, you just have to do your best. And I would add to that, and forgive yourself when you fall. Get up again.
Mm-hmm. I read this quote this morning. It was restart, reset, refocus as mm-hmm. many times as you need to.
Yep,
so
good.
That's what plays in my head.
Three R's. Say them again, please.
Restart, reset, and refocus.
Great.
As many times as you need to.
Doesn't matter how many in
nope.
a day.
Nope.
Good.
Yep. All right, so the name of our podcast is Better Together. From your perspective, what does that mean to you?
Well, in our case, it's partners, and it is better together. When this occurred 2.5 years ago, we made a vow, which we repeat a lot, mm-hmm. that we will absolutely stay together in our home as long as wrote this to me one time. This is from his perspective. My goal This is from my husband, written in August 5th, 2024. And again, it's 2.5 years ago that we have begun this new relationship. And he wrote, "My goal through all of this is to have learned to live a life together where we both feel safe and welcome. A new start for a great couple. Love, Jack." August 5th, 2024. I think he says it. He doesn't know I'm doing this.
He said it perfectly.
But that's been our repeated goal. Mm-hmm. And we go back to it often because somewhere along the way, we may not be together in our home. And we face it. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it. But our goal is, and the caregiver better make sure and get healthy and stay healthy, because without the health caregiver, yeah. You know, we're not going to be able to retain that mm-hmm. vow. So it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Pauline, for taking the time out of your already busy schedule to do this podcast with me. I would love to finish this podcast with some rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
These 5 questions are all random, and it will allow our listeners to get to know you a little bit more. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time?
If I didn't what?
Have to sleep.
Sleep, yes. I'd die to sleep. How would I spend my spare time?
Yep.
If I were not in this situation, if I were in it?
Not in the situation.
I dream because of being able to, and Jack supports me totally, to be able to have a few days away. I really miss my women friends, desperately miss my women friends. And I have a person, I don't want to go and visit her right now, but who's in North Bay, and have some days with a close, caring woman friend. On the 2 days that Jack is in the day away program for a while, once I dropped him here, I would go and visit a friend and spend a girlfriend,
yeah.
Well, a woman friend, and just reconnect. And sometimes that's very successful and sometimes it isn't, because everything changes, everyone changes, etc. So I would love, and Jack would love for me to have an opportunity to go away for 3 days, 5 days, something, and just be me.
Mm-hmm.
And he would support it entirely. Difficult to set up, but we're working on it. Mainly the meds.
Yeah.
It's making proper medications is a
yeah.
real issue
yeah.
In our home anyway. Because other than that, we work together. We chop and cook together. We do a lot together. Working on that, because I do, as a caregiver, I would love to have an opportunity for a little time away, and it's a dream, and maybe we'll get there.
Yes, I'm hoping and praying that you do get that.
Yes.
Because you deserve it.
Yes, thank you.
You really do. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, God. We are foodies. We chop and cook many of the mornings. We prepare dinner together. We're foodies. I'm going to say pizza.
Yeah.
Mama Casa, because it's got the right crust. It's yeast. We really like doing our little Mama Casa pizzas and just adding a bit of stuff. Meat. We're both meat eaters. A good steak.
Ooh.
A good steak.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice someone has ever given you?
About anything?
Anything that has stuck with you.
Slow down, Pauline. You can't... This is Jack's advice. You can only do so much with so many people. Slow down.
Love that. Thank you so much, Pauline. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. I hope our listeners have gained a better understanding about what it entails to be a care partner. Hey, listeners, my call to action for all of you, how can you help? Educate yourself and encourage others to do the same. Refer your circle of friends and family to our services, support our events and fundraising campaigns, and let's keep talking about dementia. Listen to new episodes on the last Friday of every month on our YouTube channel, Alzheimer Windsor. Don't forget to subscribe. Our podcasts are also available on Spotify and Amazon Music. Help for today, hope for tomorrow, and remember, we are better together. Thank you so much, Pauline.
I love that closing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love that closing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
thank
I love
you.
That.